Hello, everybody. How are you? It's been a while since I've recorded a boo. I think, actually, since I was in Las Vegas, which is a couple of weeks ago, I had tried to record when I was on the airplane and when I was on the bus returning back to my apartment, but neither one turned out all that well, and it seemed to take forever for them to upload, so I gave up on that idea. But I've been back home now since that day, and yesterday I decided to come down to Charlotte. Well, I had decided that probably early in the week, came to celebrate my cousin's birthday and just chat and talk, eat some good food. And last night I had some delicious filet mignon steak drizzled with A1 sauce and a chopped up baked potato, and I don't remember what else we had on that plate, but man, that was some good food. And I was supposed to eat some cheesecake, but then I ended up eating some Parmesan spaghetti and got so full from that that I no longer wanted the cake, which is saying something because I always have to have my dessert. But, well, that's one of my favorite things about coming down here. I know I'm going to eat myself almost into a food coma. And then today we woke up and I had a giant egg and liver mush sandwich. And if you don't know what liver mush is, you need to find out. It's some of the best stuff on the planet. It seems like the only people who really even know what that is are here in North Carolina. I think I've read some articles that suggest it really kind of comes from like the Shelby area. And it's not liver, that's for sure. It's kind of another sort of meat type thing. And it's hard to even explain, but it has like a slightly crunchy shell usually that people have when they cook it. I mean, not like a shell per se, but more like a skin, I guess. And delicious innards. And so I ate that thing. It was on toasted bread and had some kind of fruit and orange juice and coffee, which helped me somewhat wake up. And now I am sitting outside on the deck, and it's my phone said it was going to be about 91 degrees out here, and it certainly feels so. There's not much wind blowing, but it feels fantastic. They have like a condo here, and I'm sitting on the deck on the second story of that condo because they are gone. She left, my cousin's wife left at probably 11 something, and he just left at about 3, and I guess they'll be back around 6:30 or so. They're going to a baby shower sort of thing, and I'm just going to sit here and max out, play with my phone, and enjoy relaxing and being away from Durham and all those worries and stresses, and probably remain here until they return. And then tomorrow I think I'm going to catch the noon train. It's the one I booked, so I'll go back home and try to do some things, maybe get some more sleep, just prepare my mind for going back to work and another exciting week. All of a sudden, a very strange smell has just drifted in on the wind. Not a very good smell. I don't know what's... There may be a dumpster or something not too far away from this balcony. But I was just looking around using my GPS app, and this area is close to the university, so I can see, like, all kinds of... They have a lot of restaurants and stuff over here, of course. And the university isn't even that far. It's probably less than a mile away. The University of North Carolina in Charlotte, or UNC Charlotte, as we call it. My alma mater, Go Niners. I miss college in those days, and I think that place has changed quite a bit. They built many more buildings since I last went there. And the funny thing is, while I was going there, it had changed quite a bit compared to what people saw in the 70s and 80s. So things, of course, continue to grow and advance. And I am just pondering my life and what will come next. That's one of the great things about having these kinds of conversations when I come down here. I just do a lot of thinking, and well, I don't know if I've come to any conclusions, but somehow I need to in the next few days. I hope everybody else is having a fantastic Saturday, and I will come back with some interesting audio if or when anything pops off. Bye-bye.